You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire Area School District's summer food program is officially underway. The program began on Monday, offering free meals for children under the age of 18 and for students with cognitive and physical disabilities up to 21 years old. The summer food service program is run through the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, and a full schedule is available on the district's website and social media pages. District officials say that last year's summer food program distributed a total of nearly 6,700 breakfasts and nearly 14,000 lunches. The former Glenwood City School District superintendent, accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from the district, entered not guilty pleas last week. 53-year-old Timothy Johnson is facing 17 charges, including theft in excess of $100,000, laundering money, uttering a forgery, and misconduct in office. A forensic audit of the district's finances allegedly found that Johnson had fraudulently received over $75,000 in education reimbursements and $125,000 for graduate courses he never took. A Green Bay man has been charged after allegedly breaking into homes and stealing a vehicle in Barron County. According to court documents, 30-year-old Julian Webster was charged with felony taking and driving a vehicle without consent and misdemeanor criminal trespassing in Barron County Circuit Court last week. Law enforcement authorities say he was arrested on May 14th after allegedly being found intoxicated behind the wheel of the stolen vehicle in Lake Halley. He faces up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if convicted. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is warning residents of a slight increase in tick activity so far this year. Officials cited a few reasons for the increase, including a growing tick population over recent years, improved reporting of tick-related illnesses, and residents spending more time outdoors overall. They're also warning about the increased prevalence of deer ticks, with nearly 6,400 cases of Lyme disease reported in 2023. Residents should be on the lookout for signs of ticks when outdoors and take precautions like wearing long pants and sleeves. The Eau Claire City County Health Department is among 9 clinics in Wisconsin that could lose funding for HIV testing under the Trump administration's proposed budget. In May, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services informed the clinics that the grant funding they had received through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had been paused. The clinics received a combined nearly $2 million of that grant funding in the first year of the 5-year grant. The second year of grant funding was scheduled to kick in on June 1st. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would allow teachers to claim tax deductions for classroom materials they purchase. Under the proposed bill, teachers would be allowed to claim up to $300 of state income tax deductions for eligible expenses, including classroom materials and professional development courses. The bill was co-authored by Republican State Representative David Armstrong, and Democratic lawmakers say it's the least they can do for now, but the state should be doing more to fund schools. A second man has been charged in relation to a manhunt in Eau Claire that forced local schools to enter lockdown protocols. The manhunt occurred in May when 47-year-old Leo Lacey allegedly fled a traffic stop after being accused of pointing a handgun at someone while threatening them. He was arrested about 2 hours later, and a handgun was allegedly recovered nearby. 40-year-old Garrett Waldinger has now been arrested as well and is listed as a co-defendant in the case against Lacey. Waldinger was charged with straw purchasing of a firearm and obstructing an officer. St. Croix Falls Elementary School has been recognized as a high-achieving school for the 2023-2024 school year. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction awarded the school with the honor based on a number of factors, including academic performance, the reduction of achievement gaps for students from economically disadvantaged backgrounds, and measurable progress in student growth and graduation rates. School officials credited the hard work of teachers and their partnerships with families and the broader community for their success. A pair of Northwest Wisconsin Republican lawmakers were seeking co-sponsors for a bill that would establish a new dairy farm innovation program last week. The bill was proposed by State Representative Clint Moses and State Senator Rob Stafschult, who say it would help small and medium family farms through a no-interest loan program. The loans would be dispersed by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and milk producers with between 50 and 714 cows and no environmental enforcement actions against them in the past 5 years would be eligible. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation to continue Wisconsin's Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. The bill would reauthorize the program with about $28 million of funding each year until June of 2030. That $28 million is about $5 million lower than the current funding for the program and significantly lower than the $100 million per year for the next decade that was proposed by Governor Tony Evers. The bill would also prevent the Department of Natural Resources from awarding more than $1 million for projects. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game two of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a two-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the fifth.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You gotta go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their seven-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their three-day minicamp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lilo & Stitch is still the box office champ. The biggest hit of the summer so far pulled in $32 million last weekend and is now pushing $800 million globally at the box office. The film is showing some great gams with only a 50% drop despite being in its third week of release. The number two spot goes to From the World of John Wick, Ballerino, which brought in a less than expected $26 million in its opening weekend and $51 million globally. The eighth installment of Mission Impossible saw only a 45% drop in its third week of release. Final Reckoning is currently at $450 million globally. Karate Kid Legends brought in $8.5 million to come in fourth place, and gruesome horror film Final Destination Bloodlines continues to show incredible staying power by coming in fifth place and pulling in $6.5 million in its fourth week. The film has now pulled in $250 million worldwide. The 2025 Tonys are in the books, and the big winner from Sunday night's event was Maybe Happy Ending. The production, a love story about two abandoned robots, was named Best Musical and brought in six other awards as well. According to Variety, the play struggled to find an audience until the reviews came in. Similar to the moving picture box office, the theater industry seems to be back on track following the pandemic, with $1.89 billion in ticket sales, which is a record. Brendan Jacobs Jenkins became only the third playwright to win Tonys in consecutive years with this year's Purpose, a hilarious look at a civil rights leader's dysfunctional family, which won Best Play. Other highlights from the evening include Succession's Sarah Snook, who was named Best Leading Actress in a Play for the Picture of Dorian Gray. And in sad Tony news that really isn't that sad, George Clooney was a bridesmaid for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in Good Night and Good Luck. Still nice to be nominated, or so I'm told. Hollywood oddball Jared Leto has been accused of sexual misconduct from nine women. According to Airmail, the Oscar-winning actor has a history of texting underage girls, even calling them in the middle of the night and making inappropriate sexual remarks. According to Yahoo Entertainment, one alleged victim, a Los Angeles DJ, claims she was assaulted backstage by Leto, even though she was only 17 at the time. Representatives for the My So-Called Life actor deny all claims. Netflix has released the trailer for Tyler Perry's latest Madea installment, Madea Destination Wedding. Please don't turn off the radio. Say what you want about Perry and this franchise, which is now 20 years old, but it is impressive that not one of the films has ever been rated fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and they keep getting greenlit. The franchise started in 2005 with Diary of a Mad Black Woman. For what it's worth, Perry has been part of good films and projects. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be quite a bit warmer today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low down to around 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with late day and nighttime showers and thundershowers. And once again, a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.